You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Finally on the show today, we have Alex Tarrant, who is interest.co.nz's political journalist based in the Parliamentary Press Gallery in Wellington. Alex spoke to 95BFM reporter Laura Kigstad about the Reserve Bank looking to introduce debt-to-income restrictions and what this might mean for housing.
I'm just curious what the difference would be, in your opinion, between the housing collapse and a housing correction.
The Governor of the Reserve Bank was asked us yesterday whether correction meant crash, and he came back saying no, it means sort of adjustment or price fall. So we had a Goldman Sachs report a week ago saying that they've put a 5% fall into bust territory, which again is a bit strong for using the word bust. So I would put anything up to 5% maybe as a correction. But you know, it's not as bad as crash or collapse would make out to be.
And under what circumstances do you reckon the Reserve Bank is warning of this correction?
Well, what they're saying is that they're very worried about a lot of new lending in Auckland is being done at very high debt-to-income ratios, so the amount of debt people are taking on for a mortgage compared to their income, the debt is sort of 5, 6, 7, 8 times their income. And in other countries, so in the UK and in Ireland, the central banks there have been placing debt-to-income ratios for new lending at 5 or 4.5 or, you know, 3.5 maybe in terms of Ireland. So what the Reserve Bank's saying is that we're very worried that what they're saying is if house prices start to rise again in Auckland, then we'll get even more people borrowing at high debt-to-income ratios. And don't forget, interest rates are going to rise maybe not in the next year or so, but, you know, pretty soon in terms of if you're looking at buying a house. Interest rates are going to rise pretty soon, and we can see a situation where mortgage rates are at 7%. And if mortgage rates hit, what are they about now, 5, 6% at the moment? So mortgage rates hit 7%, then 5% of existing borrowers in Auckland will be under severe stress. So this is when you start to talk about mortgagee sales and forced sales because people can't afford the mortgages.
And so that obviously means it's quite difficult for Auckland-based people. What does that mean long-term for them?
People would be who are looking at buying houses now at record low interest rates. So you might be able to afford, you know, a $600,000 house or a $500,000 house in Auckland if the interest rates that you're going to be paying on your two-year rate is 5.5%. But just try and factor in what would happen if that's 7% or 7.5%, because that could be the case within, I don't know, 2 years' time, 3 years' time. And if you can't be paying that, or if you don't think your income's going to be high enough by then in order to help you pay that, then you should be thinking about holding off a bit more or getting a bit more equity in the house, or, I don't know, hoping that a government announces a large-scale house building program in Auckland to try and get house prices down there.
And what would this mean for the wider economy?
Well, interestingly, the Reserve Bank's actually doing a bit of work at the moment on if they were to tighten debt-to-income or have the power to control debt-to-income ratios, then what kind of cost that would have on the economy. What we've heard on Wednesday from the Reserve Bank is that if this happens where 5% of Auckland households hit severe stress levels, then it could become systemic. And by that, what they mean is that it could go across and affect the price or values of other houses in Auckland. So even though 5% sounds like a small number, it's 1 in 20 Auckland house owners perhaps being under severe stress, and that will affect everyone else who owns an asset like a house, because it would put downward pressure on prices of other houses and downward pressure on people's values.
So you brought up the debt-to-income ratio. What would that look like?
So basically, what would happen is you'd go to the bank and say, I want a $500,000 mortgage because I want to buy a $600,000 house or something. And they'd say, right, how much are you earning or how much are you and your partner earning? Let's say, for example, that the debt-to-income restriction is placed at 5-1. They would say, is your income over $100,000? You say no. They say, well, sorry, we can't give you the loan. So it's basically, you would, if it is five, you'd have to have your household income at greater than $100,000 for if you're trying to get a $500,000 mortgage. I found it quite interesting that the Reserve Bank sort of chose to really focus on Auckland house prices here, because what we've got is we've got house prices sort of levelling off at the moment. So the QV numbers have shown that house prices in Auckland over the last few months have actually been quite flat. The Reserve Bank has welcomed that. They've said that's great. And if it continues, if house price growth in Auckland continues to remain at about zero, then the risk of this correction will diminish. But they're really keeping an eye out for if house price growth in Auckland starts to sort of kick off again, then they're going to be really hoping that Stephen Joyce, Minister of Finance, gives them this ability to limit debt-to-income ratios. We're expecting in the next week or so Joyce to sort of announce, well, say that he's read a document from the Reserve Bank on the cost-benefit of it, but whether the Reserve Bank will get the power to do this before the election in September is another matter. So there's a lot of concern for first home buyers and other sort of property owners that if National gives the Reserve Bank the potential to basically stop people getting mortgages who otherwise would have got mortgages now, then they're worried about the impact that would have at the ballot box.
The Wire.
I don't know, and frankly the whole thing gives me the heebie-jeebies.
The Wire.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.